Thank you for calling the Mormon Chronicles Speak. Our subject today is the Mormon Jesus different than the Jesus of the Bible. We'll be discussing this in just a moment. If you would like additional information on missing facts in Mormonism, please leave your name and address at the sound of the tone at the end of this message. If you would like to speak with someone personally, you can ask for David, area code 770-614-6618, or you can write Facing the Facts, P.O. Box 1961, Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30046. Now back to our question. Is the Mormon Jesus different than the Jesus of the Bible? The answer is clearly yes. In what ways is he different, you might ask? Well, we'll be discussing two ways today. First of all, the Mormon Jesus is a finite being. The Jesus of the Bible is an eternal being. Second of all, the Mormon Jesus had a natural conception. The Jesus of the Bible had a supernatural conception. The first quote from Mormon literature is from Bruce R. McConkie, Mormon Doctrines, page 750. The subject is spirit birth. And I quote, in the literal sense, the expression spirit birth has a reference to the birth of a spirit in the preexistence. Spirits are actually born as the offspring of a heavenly father, a glorified and exalted man. This is also found in Doctrines and Covenants 93:21. So the Mormon Jesus had actually two births, one as a spirit being, a sexual relationship between a man, glorified man who became a god, and one of the Mormon celestial wives. And then the Mormon Jesus also had another birth, physical birth, with the Mormon god Elohim and Mary in Bethlehem. That's not the Jesus of the Bible. Let's look at the Jesus of the Bible. The Jesus of the Bible is not a finite being. He's an eternal being. The Jesus of the Bible is without beginning and without ending, the eternal Son of God. The first reference is found in Psalm 41:13. The Bible says, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting." That expression, from everlasting, identifies one of the attributes of God, and that's the attribute of his eternality. We find the same attribute applied to Jesus in Micah 5:2. And I read, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting." The attribute of eternality is applied to the eternal Son of God, and that is the Jesus of the Bible. Now, the second difference between the Mormon Jesus and the Jesus of the Bible is that the Mormon Jesus had a natural conception. He was begotten by a second sexual relationship between the Mormon god Elohim and Mary of Bethlehem. The Mormon god was an exalted man with a physical body. I quote from Journal of Discourses, Volume 1, page 51, from the Mormon prophet Brigham Young, April 9, 1852, and I quote, "He, Jesus, was not begotten by the Holy Ghost. Jesus was begotten by his Father in heaven," an exalted man, that is, "after the same manner of the tabernacles of Cain and Abel, and the rest and sons and daughters of Adam and Eve." How did Adam and Eve have their children? They had them by a sexual relationship, to which the prophet Brigham Young said, "After the same manner, the Mormon Jesus was begotten." The second reference, Bruce R. McConkie, Mormon Doctrine, page 742, the subject is Son of God, and I quote, "God the Father is a perfected, glorified, holy man, an immortal personage, and Christ was born into the world as the literal son of this holy being. He was born into the same personal, real, literal sense and way any mortal son is born to a mortal father. There is nothing figurative in the Mormon Jesus about his parentry. He was begotten, conceived, and born in normal and natural course of events, for he is the Son, and this designation means what it says." End of quote. Now, the Bible, Jesus had a supernatural conception. He was begotten of the Holy Ghost. His mother was a virgin, never knew a man when he was begotten. The Bible says, "Now the birth of Jesus was on this wise. When he was born of Mary, was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost." The Jesus of the Bible is the eternal Son of God who had a supernatural birth. The Mormon Jesus is a false Jesus. He cannot save anyone. Only the Jesus of the Bible can save you. Faith in a false Jesus will lead to eternal damnation. Thank you for calling the Mormon Chronicles Speak. Call again next week for a different message.